This podcast brought to you by Hyundai, where we offer you a 5-year warranty, 3-year cap price servicing, and right now, sensational deals across selected models. At Hyundai, we haven't lost sight of what's really important, you. Hyundai, when the others don't, we do.
Well, as I warned yesterday, and despite every other warning, the out-of-control coal seam gas juggernaut rolls on. Queensland's Resources Minister, Andrew Cripps, wet behind the ears completely, has given the green light to coal seam gas and oil shale mining in the Channel Country. Now, the Channel Country is way up there north. It's a vast floodplain during wet periods, and the water channels at those times, as we often report here during flood, and it's hard for people who've not been in that area to understand, but the water channels are normally in flood times more than a kilometre wide, up to a mile wide, just an ocean of water. And it covers a huge area, this Channel Country, mostly in western Queensland. It's far north. I've been there many times, but also it stretches to parts of New South Wales, into the Northern Territory and into the top northwest corner of South Australia. But it contains three precious river systems: Cooper's Creek, the Diamantina and the Georgina River, and they all drain into Lake Eyre. And up until the Queensland government recently appealed the former Labor government's Wild Rivers legislation, it was protected from mining, as it should be. But Andrew Cripps and the Queensland government will open it up to coal seam gas, despite advice from their own Western Rivers Advisory Panel, which recommended a total ban on mining near floodplains and major rivers. Cripps is promising stringent controls on mining in the Channel Country. But Bill Morrish, a delegate who attended Cripps's briefing yesterday, says Cripps refused to detail what these stringent controls are. Of course, it's what ICAC was about yesterday. Simple question asked at ICAC: how did this happen? Easy to explain. It's called greed. The Farmers' Body Ag Force is extremely concerned. Dale Miller, a senior Ag Force advisor, said, quote, "Our position on coal seam gas is for a moratorium in those regions until there is adequate scientific knowledge about the potential impact," which is precisely what the New South Wales Chief Scientist, Professor O'Kane, said yesterday. Now, governments and miners, you've heard me a million times, cannot be allowed to walk over our nation like this. Water is our most vital resource. It must be protected. Mr. Cripps, I think you're in a little trouble.
This podcast brought to you by Hyundai, where we offer you a 5-year warranty, 3-year cap price servicing, and right now, sensational deals across selected models. At Hyundai, we haven't lost sight of what's really important: you. Hyundai, when the others don't, we do.